Let's read together in Hebrews 6 today. From verse 13. For when God made a promise to Abram, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you and multiply you. And thus Abram, And thus Abram, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Right. Ek het hom gebring vandag. Ek het nie meer 'n engine nie, maar ek het nog 'n boot. Lekker. So, hierdie is my klein bootjie se anker. Nou ek het hom gebring, ek gaan hom 'n bietjie gebruik vandag. So, en ek gaan vir julle irriteer met my ketting. So, wanneer die skrywer van Hebreërs hierso praat, dan sê hy maar aan die boonste deel, daar is soos 'n plek waar God vir ons wil 'n surety gee. Soos, hy sê, obviously God kan nie lieg nie. Right? So whatever God sê is die waarheid. En God weet het, maar hy het soos, verder is dit gegaan, soos hy het geswee, nie by een of hy sê, he swore by himself. Daar is niks hoor as hy nie. So, in die ou tyd het mense gesweer by, weet, allerhande goed. En dis ook om Jesus ook vir hulle gesê het, want toe begin allemaal soos het gebruik vir manipulatie. Ek sweer hoog en laag en allerhande sulke staf, om net goed te kry, maar dan volg nie deur op dit nie, want hulle heg nie regtig waarde aan die ding waar toe hulle sweer nie, anyway. Toe Jesus sê, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Okay, nou is nou, is a freebie vir oggend. Maar, hulle het gesweer by soos, something that was greater than them. And God swore by himself so that the people can know that he's truly going to do what he says. Maar dan, die ander ding is soos, he did it with an oath. Dit is nog soos 'n ekstra daarby. I solemnly swear. So, wanneer die skrywer hierso sê, en dit gaan oor soos, hierdie hoop wat ons het. En dis waaroor ek vanoggend wil gesels. Our hope that we've got. Dan kom die skrywer van Hebreërs en hy sê vir ons, luister. Die Here het soos hierdie gedoen, dubbel seker gemaak. Vir my en vir jou. Dat ons vir hom op sy woord kan vat. En nie net dit nie, het sê daar soos, he wants us to lay hold of that hope. En ek wil dit vanoggend met ons deel, want daar soos weer, wat vanoggend se worship so great gemaakt, daar soos 'n depressing, hopelose ding, wat mense wil toedruk, die laaste tyd weer. Dit is altyd daar. Maar, die skrywer van Hebreërs sê, luister, daar is een hoop wat God so vastgemaak het, hy het dit beloof en hy het met die eed gesweer. So it's firm, you can put your bottom dollar on it, to use the English. But more than that, he wants us to lay hold of it. Nou, ek kan hieraan kan ek lay hold. I lay hold of this, so ek het dit, ek vat dit, dit is myne. Maar baie keer wanneer ons praat, jy weet, as mense praat oor hoop, then hope is many times a thing that people say, but the way they say it, it actually means uncertainty. Ek hoop die bille wen gister. Ek hoop dat ek môre gaan geld hê in my rekening, whatever. But the hope that you declare many times is not a hope that is certain. It's more a hope of ja. Ek weet nie regtig. So I'm hoping. It's fine to hope. Because hope is an awesome thing. And God wants us to have that hope. But when we speak about that hope that He promises, He wants us to lay hold of it. He wants us to make that thing, not a pie in the sky out there something. He wants us to make it something tangible that you can hold on to. Hold it fast. Okay, so how do we lay hold of God? Nou, vanoggend ons het gedoen, soos, daar's 'n plek waar jy moet instap daarin, maar daar's 5 praktiese goed wat ek net vinnig vir julle wil noem vanoggend. En daar's ander ook, hier is nou maar net soos 'n paar. How do we lay a hold of God and God's hope and God's promise for us? We meditate from the Bible on how sure your hope is in the presence of God. Okay? Philippians 3 verse 12 says, in Afrikaans sê, Hy wat my die wil en die krag gee om te doen wat hom behaag. Okay, God who gives me the will and the ability to do his good pleasure. Ons gaan net terugkom na daai en toe. So, gaan soek skrif, gaan mediteer oor net hoe seker is jou hoop wat jy in Christus het. Tweede een, pray earnestly that God would open your mind and your heart to this greatness and this certainty and incline you to hope in him. Okay, so jy bid. And it's amazing. Heeg weer die Here antwoord gebed nog vandag? Hallelujah. Een is hier opgesak. God still answers prayer. Jy weet baie keer ons het baie wysheid. Many times we ask God for wisdom, yes, and he gives wisdom. But I've seen in my life especially, you know, dealing with a lot of people and them just coming to speak to me, then many times, you know, my wisdom is built up through years. And that's ook great. Jy weet, mens kan soos by die wysheid gaan sit. That's awesome. But there's a place where God answers you. God speaks. And it's by daai plek wat ons moet kom. Bid vir die Here en vra dat hy soos vir jou sal wys dat hy vir jou soos dit sal oopmaak. When you ask him, he will show it to you. Anyway, ek wil 'n voorbeeld gebruik het, maar ek gaan nie daai nie. Dat ek my familie tog beskerm. Halleluja. Fishbowl living. Soos wat dit mooi bekend staan. Almal weet wat in my lewe aan die gang is, want ek het 'n mic. En my arme familie, hulle gaan my net saam. Okay, so, nommer 3. Consider how much Christ has suffered for your hope. As jy net daai gaan doen, soos, as jy vergeet het, go and watch Passion of the Christ. Again. It's a good way to remember how much Christ suffered for what? For your hope. Firm hope. Nie pie in the sky hope nie. Okay? How much did Christ suffer for your hope? En dan vier een wat eintlik great is, en ons kan dit sien en gepraat van net van Mel Gibson, weet hy baie flaws, but he's getting one thing right. He's bringing Christ into the marketplace big time. He's bringing out a new movie now. I don't know if you've seen about it, heard about it. Dit val my eintlik in by hierdie punt, want dit is van that was radically sold out for Christ. And his life changed the world. So that's great. So hoe kry jy soos 'n vaste hoop? You consider Christians like yourselves who have laid hold on the hope in Christ. Okay, so in 1934 was daar 'n ou se naam gewees. Hy was 'n missionary in China, kommunistiese China. And then they caught him and his wife Betty, John Stamm, and they were leading him to execute him. Now, you know you get weird stuff that people worry about. But what will the thing be that you worry about when you are being led to your execution? Min van ons is by daai plek wat ons dit al soos eers kon consider. Naas dat ek gekom het was hierdie jaar mos nou wat ek 'n ou episodeetjie gehad het my kar verkoop. En amper my lewe daarvoor neerge lê het. Not a good one. Anyway, so John Stamm is being led to his execution. And on the way Some people asked him, "Where are you going?" Wat antwoord jy dan? So, antwoord gou jouself. Jy is op pad, iemand vra vir jou, "Where are you going?" You know what he said? "I'm going to heaven." There was a firm hold on the hope in his life. There was no doubt there. "I hope I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven." Now, you know, and God is, he wants us to lay a hold of that hope, that we can say it like that. And then the fifth way and how we can do that, and you can practice it this week. Help each other to do these things by exhorting every day each other to lay hold of the hope that there is in you. Hebrews 3:13 says, "Exhort and encourage one another daily." Praat van wat die Here in jou lewe doen. Speak about the hope that is inside of you. You know, when you speak about something, it gets bigger in your life. If you constantly speak about your depression, it will get bigger in your life. If you constantly speak about the fear in your life, it will get bigger in your life. If you constantly speak about the real hope in your life, it will get bigger in your life. Ons is so vasgevang in ons negatiewe plek, jy weet waar ons soos aan mekaar net die probleme en die issues en dan maak ons dit geestelik. Jesus will help me. He will. But there's a place where you need to take firm hold of that and speak it as if it is already, because it is already. All right, so die volgende een wat hy, en dit is maar hoekom ek my anker saamgebring het. God swore, and with an oath he confirmed it. And then the third thing that he says and he uses is an anchor for our soul. Nou ek het nou die dag, ek het nou nie lankie my skippers gekry nie. Michael is dan nie, Michael en Erik het my gehelp om my skippers te kry. Al reik al boot van dat ek 6 is. So, it was good for me to do that. Because the boat that I did, boating that I did on dams, you didn't really need this. Goed? So as jy wind waai, dan waai jy jou kant toe. Daar's nie baie strome in 'n dam nie. Tensy die damwal breek. That hasn't happened yet. So they started to teach me a couple of stuff because I was going to go out on sea. And then it's different. Then this thing becomes really important. When Jesus speaks about an anchor, or when the writer of Hebrews speaks about an anchor, this is what he's speaking about. When you drop this thing in the ocean, then it's your hope attached to that. Okay, so ek het nie geweet my tou, ek wou hom soos gebring het, maar sien ek my tou is 'n bietjie lank. Necessary when you're in the ocean. So, daar's 'n ander tipe anker wat jy kry in die see ook. Hulle noem dit 'n see anker. Dan sit jy my soos jy haal hy af en dan sit jy 'n emmer by. When it's really deep. Dis nie waarvan hy gepraat het nie. Because that it slows you down when the wind's blowing you out to sea. So at least when you send an SOS, then people know, listen, he was here. And now it takes longer for you to get over there. So, wanneer ons praat van 'n anker wat jy het, dan wil ek hê jy moet soos hierdie ding vashou in jou kop. Wanneer jy daai anker gooi, en ek gaan sit op die grond vas, it keeps you safe, it keeps you bound. Nou hier is 'n ander ding wat ek gou vanoggend net vir julle wil noem. Wanneer hierdie skrywer praat in Hebreërs, daar's 3 plekke daarso. O nee, sorry, daai ding al verby gaan. Minstens 3 maniere wat ons daai hoop gebruik en ek het net soos vinnig aangeraak. 'N Subjektiewe gevoel van oortuiging in jou siel, ek hoop om hemel toe te gaan. 'N Toekomstige objektiewe realiteit. Die hemel is my hoop. Of 'n persoon of 'n gebeurtenis wat jou vertroue verseker, soos byvoorbeeld Jesus se dood is my enigste hoop om die oordeel vry te spring. Nou, ek noem daai want
in hierdie spesifieke skrif, dan is dit daai middelste een waarvan hy praat. Hy sê hold fast to the hope. It's a future objective reality. Die ding is daar, soos wat God daar praat, dan sê luister, hierdie is daar. Hemel en dit wat daar is. He's speaking as if it is, as if it is. He's speaking, this is the concrete truth. That is where your hope is supposed to be anchored. Nou, in vers 19, julle kan gaan kyk daar so. So, the certainty of our hope, en dis by waarby ek wil uitkom vir oggend. Vers 19 sê, it's sure and steadfast, and then it enters within the veil. Nou, as ek nou hierdie ding kon gegooi het vandag, dan sou ek. Ons is aan die kant van die ewigheid. Ons kan deur die skrif kan ons sien wat daar gebeur en klomp goed wat ons gelys het. So as ek hierso die veil wat geskeur is, ons weet dit is geskeur, maar as hy hierso getrek word en ek vat hierdie anker en ek gooi hom daarin na julle toe. Na julle koes. But that's how this picture is. You know, beyond the veil wat nou in ons geval dood is. Okay? I've got an anchor for the hope that is in me. Daai anker is nie net sommer net enigiemand. Dit is Jesus Christus wat ingegaan het beyond the veil. Die eerste een en die enigste een tot dusver. Until we are resurrected in Christ. By die volëinding van hierdie goed. Ons voel dit al. It is a down payment that we've got by the Holy Spirit that we can experience now some of it. Maar ultimately gaan ons soos hy wees dan. Okay? Nou When your anchored hope is in Christ beyond the veil, there's one thing that you cannot doubt. Nou dink jy my ander kant hier nie. Okay, die punt is nou daaronder. It doesn't help that your anchor is secure there. Maar hierdie kant hang hier voor jou nie. Alright? So, ek is besig om Leviticus te lees en Hebreërs in my leesplan. En dit is nogal vir my great, want baie van hierdie goed wat ek nou vir julle soos net uitlig vandag, soos wanneer ek soos Leviticus daai ding wat jy nie soos wil altyd gaan lees nie. Jy weet, hulle moet dit doen, hulle moet dit doen, hulle moet dit doen, hulle moet dit doen. En naderhand dan moet jy slaap. Maar die Here saak my so op met daai ding nê. Because the writer of Hebrews speaks about an anchor beyond the veil and then Jesus taking blood and putting it on the altar inside the veil. And then the writer is speaking about, you know, bulls and rams and all of those things that couldn't bring atonement perfectly in the Old Testament. Okay? Hulle het gegaan, hulle het elke jaar moes hulle soos die bloed daar gaan sit, because it needed to be done every day, every year, for the whole nation. And then, the high priest died sometimes, unfortunately, like all of us. And then they had to replace the high priest. And this continuous thing happens. Then, the writer of Hebrews says, we have got a perfect high priest that has gone into the Holy of Holies, to shed his own blood, which is perfect for us. But it's not according to the priesthood of Moses and Aaron, the Levitical priesthood, no. It's according to the priesthood of Melchizedek. He is the one that has been before. And when you read about the story in Exodus about Melchizedek, it's in Genesis, sorry. But Melchizedek, it's amazing. It says there, the one who has no beginning and no end. So there's no doubt that that is Christ, you know, like a Christophany. Ek dink dis die woord, die groot Engelse woord, but anyway. Before Christ came, that's where you saw him. And then the writer of Hebrews connects it to him. The one that has no beginning and no end. The perfect high priest. He could walk in there and bring one final offer for the atonement of sin. And it is done. We have that anchor. So it's not man that is fallible. It is Christ himself.
So, hy het dit vir ons gedoen. Ons het 'n anker van ons siel wat daar binnekant is. En dan sê die skrywer van Hebreërs verder, hy sê, take hold of that hope. And that's what I want to end off with today. 15 minutes from now. Take hold of that. Nou, wanneer jy gaan dink daarin, en ek het net of julle soos begin net wys rondom die anker. Baie keer dan dink ons, jy's maar ek moet net vashou tot die einde toe. Dan gaan ek gered word. Yes, en jy kan skrif daarvoor kry, is awesome. But when you think that way, are you really taking hold of it? Or are you hoping? I hope I make it. God wil hê ons moet soos hoop ek gaan dit maak. He says, lay hold of it, maar in daai manier. Because what I've said, what I've done, it is sure. En dit wat aan die ander kant is, soos jou punt wat hierso hang, is daai punt vas aan jou? Of is dit iewerster waar jy nou nog soos nie lekker weet nie? So, hou net 'n paar skrif weer uit Hebreërs uit, Hebreërs 3 vers 14. Sê daar, says, we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance, firm until the end. Het sê nie daar, we will nie, we will become partakers nie. Ek wil hê julle moet hierdie ding klik volg. You have become partakers. Done deal. When you know Christ. Firm hold onto your anchor. You have become. Not a will. Hebrews 3:6. Said, Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast to the confidence and boast of our hope firm until the end. Okay, daar is 'n plek waar ons moet aangaan en boos daaroor, maar ek wil vir sê soos, dit is nie dat jy dan eers gaan dit raak nie. You will not become Christ's house. You are. Already. We are. Done deal. Hou vas, and I hope. En dan die laaste ding wat ek daar sou het, is in Hebreërs 13 vers 20 tot 21, stukke wat ek julle gelees het. Dit sê daar soos dat, net soos, now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Alright, so nou wil ek het soos vastbind. Wanneer ek en jy praat van die hoop in ons, if that is truly the hope in you, then it's not a if, it is a I am. Ek is vas, want ek het 'n hoop. Dis nie ek hoop ek is vas, want ek sien daar is 'n hoop nie. My hope is firm, my hope is true, my hope is beyond the veil. And that is fastened. En dan sê die skrif vir ons, in die plek waar jy vir Christus as jou verlosser aanvaar het, en sê, God who works in you, the will, invite and the ability to do his good pleasure. Dan maak hy uit aan my en jou vas aan die ander kant. He's not leaving it to chance. When you decide, I want to follow him with my whole heart. Dan maak hy dit vas aan jou soos, hy gaan in jou, wanneer die Heilige Gees met jou praat, hy gaan in jou werk, the will and the ability to do his good pleasure. Maar baie keer dan sit ons by 'n plek en dan soos, ek hoop. I hope I did enough. You know, we're going to get a big surprise one day if we don't get this down. And I wish I had the story to. But it goes something like this. There's a lady, and she goes through a near-death experience.
And she sees, but my life is not right. And she starts to serve the poor. And she starts to do good to everybody that she encounters. And ultimately, you know, she serves everybody because of that experience of her. And then there's another guy, a killer by excellence. He kills people because he likes it. And he kills them all. And then he comes to that place where he knows Christ. And both of them come to heaven. The lady will not enter heaven. The killer does. Why? Because the lady was putting some value on her efforts to be good and to proclaim all these wonderful things, Christian things. The killer, he knew nothing. Only one steadfast anchor through the veil. He can do nothing. And that's where many of the world and Christians even will miss it. Because we think that, you know, I can add something to what is already done through the veil. And I know I'm speaking a little bit from this side today. You can add nothing. Christ has done everything. He is our firm anchor beyond the veil. That's our only anchor. And the other side is fastened to us because He works in us the will and the ability to do His good pleasure. Okay, so we're going a little bit Calvinistic today, but we need that. Yes, we do that, have that. Okay? But it is also true that God has given us a firm anchor that we can lay hold of. If you have a choice, have a choice. How firm will you be on the anchor that you've got? Not much. Christ has done everything for us. He's fastened it beyond the veil and on us so that we can know whenever the storms come, whenever the winds blow and the sea currents come, we will be attached to our anchor. We will not drift away. That is a firm hold of our anchor through the veil. And that's what I want to end off with this morning. So let's stand and I'll pray for us. And I want God to bring your anchor in front of your face. En ek wil hê jy moet soos kyk na hierdie ene, maar dan gaan kyk in jou eie hart en dan sê, Here, ek het 'n bietjie iffy geraak rondom die sekerheid wat ek het in U. Die sekerheid wat ek het in Christus. Because I've been just listening to a lot of lies. So God, I come this morning and I pray, Lord, for every heart here, including my own. God, this world is rough, and it's getting rougher by the moment. But God, you have given us a sure and steadfast anchor beyond the veil. Our perfect high priest that has walked in and given his blood, his perfect blood, as an atonement and a sacrifice for our sin, so that we can walk into that with our heads held high and say, I am going to heaven because I can know it. I can hold fast to it. It is a firm thing that I can attach my hand to and say, my God does not lie. He has promised and He has sealed it with an oath that if I believe on His Son, then I will be saved. And Father, ek bid, Here God, dat U vir ons sal kom vasmaak aan U woord. Here, dat ons, soos wat die skrif sê, Here, God, that we can do Your will. Because You work in us the will and the ability to do that. Your good pleasure. En ek bid, Here, dat ons sal begin by die regte plek, Here. God, that the hope that there is in us, that firm hope, we can declare daily in our own lives, God, with our families, Lord, and with our friends. Here ek kom bid, Here, en ek kom vra dat U sal bring en kom anker ons. Here, ek bid, Here, vir elke losstou wat so half rondswaai in harte. Dat hulle is bereid om te dink, ja, maar dis fyn daar, aan die kant die veil, ek weet dis vas, want dis Jesus, maar aan hierdie kant weet ek nog nie lekker nie. God, I specifically pray, Lord God, for those hearts that are in doubt. God, I pray, Lord, that they would come to the place, Lord, where they can lay firm hold of the hope that you have given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Lord, that it will be a thing that we can hold before us. Not saying, I hope someday, but God, that it becomes just so real to us. And that in this time, Lord God, of things being really rough, that we can be steadfast because we have been anchored through the veil by the one that has purchased us with his blood. And ek bid vir dit vanoggend, Here. En ek vra Vader dat elke hart wat doubt vanoggend sal terugkom by daai plek en bely wat nodig is, Here, so that every confusion, every doubt and every fear can just leave. And that we can lay firm hold of our anchor, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. In Jesus' name.